Because at the end of the day, can't nobody, like the old folks say, do you like... When I say nobody, I mean, like they used to say, nobody, nobody, nobody. Do you like Jesus? And if you've never experienced that, I dare you to try him this week today. Man, I love him so much. I wouldn't take nothing for my God-given assignment. And see, because you love Jesus, then you can fall in love with you. And then when you fall in love with you, things start changing. And this morning, we're going to talk about falling in love with a new you. And I told Tamara when I was giving her the title for this, he didn't say with the new you. Because see, the new you means you've already changed. With a new you, letting you know there's a possibility and that if you want it, it's yours for the asking. Okay, let me go on this side of the room. Sometimes it could be a matter of a new hairstyle to make you feel different. Sometimes it might just be changing them old clothes because you wore that with Jun Jun. To do something new to make you feel, okay, y'all going, and see, I know this ain't spiritually deep though, right? But maybe if you lost a couple of pounds, you could fall back and look. Let me go on this side of the room. Just a couple of health tips. You'll be surprised at what body image do, you know, as far as affecting your success in life. Just a little makeup will make somebody feel better. Okay, let me go on this side. Some women don't need to say, if you don't have on makeup, she ain't mad with you. We're not talking about you, but a little makeup, you know, it might not hurt. I mean, you know, I know your church taught you it was a sin, but for some people it's a sin to be without it. Hallelujah. And see, a lot of things that we have been taught traditionally is not the word of God.
Amen.
It's nothing wrong with you looking good for Jesus. Somebody say looking good. I heard you. Well, I want to look good for my man. No, I look good. I want to look good to Rex. Who is Rex? Say her husband, who she loved dearly. I want to look good to him, but I want to do it for me. Okay, y'all, somebody going to. You can tweet it. That's good. Twerk it. Christine said, I'm not twerk. It's tweet. She said, I said tweet wrong. Am I saying it right now, Christina? My children, thank God for them correcting me and helping me. Tia had to tell me which shoes to wear and which not to put on because she said that if it weren't for her, I would still dress like I was in Alabama. I said, okay, thank you. Mama, your swag came up when you came. I had to show you how to, that's what she did. She ate, okay. But see, they've learned one thing they've learned, though, about being you, and I wasn't going here, and I'll say this. Our 8-year-old, well, nine, she'll be nine next week. My Pastor Rex's aunt, we were together with them in Florida. She said, what I love about Tia, she said, Tia got her own style. Tia's going to do whatever she, and I let her do it, baby. Sometimes I don't really, you know, agree with some of the patterns and the prints, but we free, right? Praise the Lord. But I let her be herself because a lot of grown women are not happy with themselves because you're trying to maintain an image that somebody else built for you. Who was this for this morning? Somebody say, it's time to renew you. Find out who you are. Some of you don't even know who you are. Let's go for 30 minutes. I told her to time me because I got somewhere to be and I want to get these tips out and everybody's going to be good. But find out who you are. Let me pray again real quick over this and then I'm going to go ahead and start it. You can give everybody their sheets. I'm going to pray. Go ahead. Father, we thank you and praise you for your word. It's true. I pray over each and every woman present here under the sound of my voice that we receive everything you have for us this day. I declare and I decree that nobody will leave this place the same, but changed and empowered by your living word. And we'll be careful to give you alone all the praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give God a shout of praise. Now, on this sheet that I gave you, it talks about the power of personal appearance. Of course, with God's jewels, if you're new here, we are women empowerment. And with that, it's not, quote unquote, church service. If it sounds like a church service, that's fine. But my main purpose for God's jewels is to empower women. I have declared war on uninformed and naive women. So some of the things that I see as far as what God is showing me concerning us as women is that we need to be balanced in our lives. So a lot of times you find the church boast is too deep. Then you got the folks that's coming in from the world that don't know, have a clue of anything that's going on. So my thing is to empower you what God gave me, spirit, soul, and body. So this month he gave me falling in love with the new you. And as I stated earlier, not the new you, because it's not a the new you unless you've already started. So I'm talking to the women who are saying this morning, okay, Pastor, perhaps maybe you have started, but I want to go further with this thing. Your body image and the way you present yourself speaks volumes about you and how you feel about yourself. Let me give you a little nugget. Somebody said she's not talking about anybody. One of our new girls, none of you guys, another state, praise God. She came to church a couple of weeks ago, and she had this bonnet on her head. And I'm the kind of person, I don't talk about, those days are over. If I can't help you, I'm not going to talk about you. I don't know your situation. Well, she came back last Sunday with the bonnet on her head, and I just told her, I was really sweet about it. I was like, what's going on? I said, my daughter loves her bonnet, and I have to make her take it off in the morning. Christina, she's going to wear a bonnet now, because she said, I don't want my hair to be. I was like, okay, boo. But I was asking her, I was like, what's up with this bonnet? I was curious to know, but I told her in a way, Andre, that it wasn't like, what you doing, you know, you don't. Somebody say, stay in your lane. Because, see, you can say the wrong thing with the wrong approach that can just knock somebody. She could have left church and never came back again. Okay, praise God. We'll go. So that's another message, but we'll talk about that another time. So immediately she said, oh, Pastor Tracy, she said, my hair has broke off real bad. I said, what's wrong? She's like, I had chemicals, and I went to a stylist, and she said, my hair looks so bad, and I just wear this because I don't want anybody to see my hair. So in my mind, my thought was like, would a hat work? Or in my mind, but I didn't let it come out. Because see, what you think and what you know might not be common to the next person. But see, as a woman, I'm always concerned, especially with women who are around me, about helping you to come up to where you need to be. We're going to help you. We're not going to talk about your shoes ran over. If I can't buy you any, I'm going to leave that alone. I'm not going to, okay, let's go on this side of the room. Because a lot of women have those issues with talking about, who is this for? About people and saying things that you don't know nothing about. Father, you know that her last $20 was for the baby some milk. She couldn't get a hair fixed. You pay for it. Let me go on this side of the room. So anyway, so after I began to share with her, and she began to share with me what happened, I said, well, I got something for you, baby. So I didn't. We fixed up a couple of, we got a couple of little wigs, the little partial wig things, and we're going to hook her up. I'm looking forward to seeing this thing. She getting ready to get hooked up. And then I took it a step further. I said, now I got something for you. I'm not going to be able to get back up here next weekend. I got something for you in the meantime. But I said, when I come back, I'm going to bring my stylist. I said, my stylist travels with me. Okay, y'all are not looking at me. But if I had a stylist who wasn't where she needed to be, I couldn't have told her with boldness. I said, we're going to hook you up. Okay, let me go on this side of the room. And she was like, oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Matter of fact, she sent me a text last night, Crystal, talking about, don't y'all forget about my hair. We ain't forgot, boo. We ain't forgot. Now, that's somebody who won't help. That was that. Now, if I had approached her with, oh, you look a mess. What's wrong with your hair? You a lady. Why are you not looking like a lady? Somebody say God's jewels is about empowering the sisters. Now give God a shout of praise. Now we're going to talk about image. Look, go to your sheet. Image management is the ongoing process of evaluating and controlling the impact of your appearance and the resulting response on you and others. Because whatever you're, however you look, it's presenting something to the next person. People, they're going to judge you. I hate to tell you this. Didn't I tell y'all not to do it? But the average person that you come in contact with are going to judge you before you even open your mouth. Okay, y'all looking at me in that tone of voice. The concept of image management applies to anyone who has ever needed to improve self-image, self-esteem, self-confidence, capability, and credibility. Okay, y'all looking at me. It applies to anyone who has ever wanted to get an idea across to someone else to influence opinions or action, be it in the home, school, church, community, or business meeting. So people are going to judge you, whether it be at work, at home, or whatever, by your appearance. And as women of God, why is this so important? We're going places. Somebody say we have multi-millionaires in God's jewels. Y'all looking at me in that tone of voice. I'm not thinking low. My thinking is high. When I dream, thank you, Holy Spirit, I dream in colors. I dream big. Because God said he could do exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask, think, hope, or dream. The kids and I went out and we had a little brunch before we came here. We ran in and we were sitting there eating. And I got up excited about God as I always do. And I was like, I'm going to spend some time with my kids before we go in here. So we went nowhere deep, just went to Chick-fil-A. They just wanted their little chicken minis, whatever they wanted to get. And we were sitting there. And immediately Holy Spirit was telling me, you prepare like you're finna go into the convention with 500,000 women. Okay, see, somebody didn't. When I came in this building, somebody said, she's pumping herself. No, I'm pumping up me and God. God in me. Because it's the God in me. Okay, y'all too deep, ain't you? But I told Olympia when I went in the bathroom, she came in there. I was like, you know what? Nobody got to see what I see. If don't nobody but me and Jesus see it, Kashira. I'm so pumped, so high on what he has shown me and told me. Until I don't need a fan club, somebody say anymore. Okay, y'all didn't get that. No, you don't know where I'm at. Ronnie, you got where I'm at. Somebody say she keeps it real in God's jewels. But there was a time Tasha McCain. Say she calling my whole name out on this CD. That's how the ghetto black, no, don't judge me. See, she talking about registry. So I'm going to get my security on her. Sister Mo got one in the back. I wasn't always there, Zenobia. There was a time I needed applause from people, family members, when I didn't get it. Okay, let me go on this side of the room. Friends, so-called friends that didn't give it to me. But now, because I have come confident in who I am in God, thank God for good teaching. I don't need the crowd anymore. Well, let me tell you something about the crowd as we go along. I'm not doing it 30 minutes. Yeah, I got to shut it down. Whoever this is for, because God's jewels is a time of empowerment. Don't get so caught up in the people who are cheering for you right now. Don't ever, 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 ever get so confident that you get so, you know, cocked up in them cheering you on. Because the same people who say Hosanna, Hosanna one day, the next day, when you don't do something they want you to do it, how they want you to do it, those will be the same ones saying crucify, crucify. We were looking at LeBron. I don't care for all of that, my kids do. But we were watching, they were talking about him coming back home to Cleveland. And they were showing how when he left there, people were burning up his jerseys. They were mad. But some of the same folks is up there now with the flag. Welcome home. We so glad you back. I'm like, look at the people. Look at the people. Now, as long as you're doing what they want you to do, everything is good. But see, when you get you together and you start looking good for you, you'll walk up in the room like you own the place. You'll be like, somebody said, we're not talking about arrogance. We're talking about confidence in God. There's a difference in arrogance and confidence. And see, what happens is, like the young lady that the Lord was ministering about with the bonnet, her confidence, I had gave her a word a couple of weeks before that, her self-esteem had been affected by some relationship she was in. That's why you got to be careful, too, who you hang around. Oh, you might not think I look good, but me and Jesus think I got it going on. Don't even date somebody who don't value your beauty. Okay, somebody say she gonna go on this side of the room. What do you mean that don't value your beauty? If you don't look good to nobody else, you ought to be the best thing that ever happened to him, the best. Okay, let me. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Isn't that what you say? And if a man starts talking down at you, let me go over here. Who is this for? That's the first red flag, not yellow flag that says, somebody say, run. Forrest, run. Okay, y'all didn't get that. Run, Forrest. Because whether you believe it or not, we as women are receivers. And I'm going to tell you, whether you believe it or not, stuff get in your spirit. How dare him tell you how fat you are? You done popped out two of his babies. I'll be ready okay, y'all, see, somebody said she's working on that area. And he walk around looking like he had two and you was the one carried him. Come on now. Y'all don't like to hear. Yes, y'all do. Your image is creating an authentic, appropriate, attractive, and affordable thing, an affordable image. Whatever you're doing is creating authentic. So in other words, when I say authentic, be you. Don't try to be like somebody else. I remember when I started pastoring, what my minutes looked like. I got 10 minutes left? Okay. I remember when I first started pastoring and people would tell me, you don't look like a pastor. What am I supposed to look like? I guess they meant the long dress and the... Then I got married and the next thing was, you don't look like a first lady. Thank you. What are they supposed to look like? Polyester dress, nothing against your first lady. With the hat to stand up, the interest, you know, that you got to duck down to come in the entrance way of the church. That's not my style. And one agreement God and I had about my calling, somebody said she and God had about her calling. He agreed to let me be me and that he was going to renew my mind. Okay, let me go on this side of the room. He was going to help me renew my mind. I didn't have to change to try to fit no church board image. And if I go in a place and they don't receive me, I do like Jesus said, I shake the dust off and I keep on rolling. Now, when you fall in love with Jesus, though, when your image, dealing with image, he will change your appearance. There are certain things I don't, you know, I'm not going to be up here with this. Come out, y'all, look at Jesus. This is a women's group, right? So I should be able to be free. No, I'm not. That's not going to fly. Because when you have a relationship with God, he'll show you how to be your authentic, real self. You can be free and not freaky once you get to know him for yourself. I don't have to show my boobs to get a man. I don't have to have my thighs out now to get attention from nobody's son. Well, you married with whoever's single. Let me give you a little nugget too. Whatever image you present is how he's going to treat you. If you dress like a hooker, okay. We ain't talking about, this ain't no church lady message either. This ain't talking about you going to hell for Daisy Dukes. This ain't one of them messages. I'm just trying to show you how body image is important for how you are treated and whether you get respect or not. Okay, somebody got real quiet in this Presbyterian church, right? And with our, even with this younger generation, one of the reasons why a lot of the men and the young men have lost respect for this generation of people is because of presentation and image. I tell our girls all the time, I have no issues with you being fashionable, but certain things you're not going to do. Okay, let me go over here. Christina's like me. I had her laughing, our oldest daughter. We got some legs. We got some. We just got blessed with them. Praise the Lord. And I told her, I mean, you know, she was on the edge this morning. So you're on the edge. You right here. But if you've been over one time, you might not be there. So I let her know. I said, we're going to a women's group. Praise the Lord. But I said, there are certain things. And I told her, we know we have fun, but certain things in certain places that you go, I wouldn't be able to let you do this. Let me go on this side of the room. I don't want no 35-year-old man trying to holler at my daughter, and I'm not delivered in that area. Okay, let me go on this side of the room. Uh-oh, y'all know what I just heard? All woman. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, I heard that. I heard that loud. So if you are attracting the wrong type of people, then find out what it is that I might be presenting that I don't want to sell. Oh, God, let me go on this way. Intelligence, knowledge, ability. No, I'm going to go back. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Where it says, it is creating authentic, appropriate, y'all see that word, attractive, and affordable image. I want to stop there, affordable. You don't have to have $2 zillion to look good. Matter of fact, you don't have to have $50 to look good. You might not have $20, but you can still look good. Okay, somebody said, just look at the paper. We won't know it's you. Some of it is just laziness and people not want to hear, you know, a lot of the things. You run out the house and you wouldn't even comb your hair, boo. You can tell your hair's not combed. You got flip-flops on and you still waiting on Boaz. He don't want your, oh, I forgot. I'm going to say that. Said, we're not religious. She didn't go there. Look back down at your paper. Intelligence, knowledge, ability, initiative, and effort are vital. What does it say? It's vital to success of any kind. You can't even be successful in your marriage. Look at a mess. Okay, I know y'all don't like this. He don't want none no more. Mickey Mouse, he's tired of Mickey Mouse. And I don't understand this, especially y'all married folks. Take a bath every night. I hear people say that. I mean, this stuff, nobody shouldn't have to tell you. Okay, let me go. It should be a given. They don't even know. Take a bath every night and smell good, whether you're trying to get some or not. Take a bath, smell good. Somebody say, and look good. Now look down and we won't know it's you. They looking at me talking about, huh? Okay, we ain't gonna even talk about what I have heard. We won't even go there. But it is vital to success of any kind. But regardless of who you are, how old and what your role or goal, ongoing image management can give you the personal, professional presence you desire. Now, who doesn't want a good presentation? Raise your hand. Uh-oh, some of y'all said, see, y'all didn't listen to me. Oh, I set y'all up. I said, who doesn't want a good presentation? That's what I said. I've got y'all. You're not listening. As an individual living and working in a highly complex and competitive society, listen at this, it's complex and competitive. So even if trying to get a job, even trying to whatever it is you're trying to do, presentation is important. Do you know when you look good, favor follows you? Well, I got favor anyway. Well, it helps your favor just presentation. When you walked in the bank and looked like you had something, they were like, how can I help you? But you walked in there with that bonnet. Who had the bonnet on their head? Somebody says bonnet morning. Them flip-flops in that bonnet and you slide and they don't want black folks to have. It ain't the black thing, girl. It ain't the black thing. You went in there and filled out an application at Walmart with the flip-flops and bonnet. They ain't going to hire you, boo. Okay. Not even Walmart. Because they're concerned about presentation. Okay, somebody said, look down, we won't know it's you. You must recognize and understand the impact of your appearance as it communicates first to you and then to others. Somebody says, communicating to you. How I feel about myself. The way I look. And my presentation. And I don't care what you say. Think about it. Okay, you laying around the house and you might have a cold and you don't comb your hair and you have been in the bed for 3 or 4 days. Somebody say, you still don't feel good when you get up looking in that mirror. But when it's time to get up and you getting ready to go somewhere and you put your clothes on, you've been laying around, seem like, thank you. Does it make you start feeling better? Okay, I thought it was just me. Praise God. What you wear and the way you look affects, number one, the way you think. Two, the way you feel. Three, the way you act or behave. And then four, the way others react or respond to you. While it's important to look to like what you wear and the way you look, it is more important to understand why not, and specifically how this affects you, others, and your life and achievement of your goals. Somebody say achieving my goals. Let me say something else right here. It is more important, I want y'all to see this and reiterate this, to understand why or why not, and specifically how this affects you, others, and your life and the achievement of your goals. So if your life is important and we're trying to empower you to move forward and your presentation is not there, it's going to affect how far you're able to go. Go to number one. How many minutes? Okay, I got 10 left. Okay. Number one, let's read this. Your clothing and grooming affects the way you think. You can't afford to think negatively about yourself due to some aspect of your appearance. When you appear authentic, attractive, and appropriate, you think more positively about yourself, your situation, and others. And I've noticed it's like the women who always got something negative to say about their other sisters. Something about yourself that you don't like. That was a young lady, we were sitting there eating, and she was real big, real big. And my first thought was wanting to think about how big she was, but I cast it down immediately. I thought about how pretty her hair was. Let me go on this side of the room. When you're securing yourself, instead of immediately thinking about the negative on somebody else, think about something positive. Most people who put other people down is some kind of insecurity in you. I'm like, I'm working on a tool myself. It might not be where hers is, but it's here. Okay, let me go on this side of the room. And you got the power to change anything you don't like. Okay, somebody said, look forward, we won't know it's you. Keep going, number two. Your clothing and grooming affects the way you feel. You can't afford to feel depressed. Hold on, because it's going to make you feel bad when you look bad. I don't care what anybody says. Nobody is happy in their right mind when you're walking around with your hair sticking up on top of your head. Okay, let me keep looking this way. Unproductive. You're going to feel unproductive when you're looking bad. Uncomfortable. And you're going to be very uncomfortable. Oh, my God. Antagonistic. And what else? Argumentative. We need to hit those both hard. This is true. Self-conscious. And you know, I hear women all the time, I'm just ashamed. Come pray. I'm embarrassed. Why are you embarrassed? Stand up. Be confident. Well, I don't look right. Why don't you? Why don't you take time to get it together? I'm too big. Well, you had 365 days to work on it. When are you going to start? Next year? I didn't like the way I was looking. Still ain't pleased. But guess what I'm doing? Working on it every day. Every day with you, Lord. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, y'all didn't get it. I'm working on it every day. And if I fall down, I get back up and press toward the mark again. Okay, y'all looking at me in this tone of voice. So stop being so self-conscious and talking about you embarrassed. What about being inferior? You're inferior to no man. And if you weigh 200 pounds, put your clothes on, comb your hair, and work on it. You don't have to feel inferior to anybody. Say, calm down, Pastor. I'm full of self-doubt. Too many women walking around with low self-esteem. And all of it, most of it, comes back to your appearance and how you care about yourself. Okay, let's keep going. A positive personal appearance is a fast, effective way to boost self-confidence and overcome anxiety regarding ability or acceptance. Didn't I say, tell you this? Okay, when you appear attractively dressed and groomed, personally authentic and appropriate for the occasion, you feel more comfortable, confident, capable, cooperative, and productive. Let me say this where it says appropriate for the occasion. That's like you're going to a job interview with Daisy Dukes on. Are your hair jacked up? No, you ain't going to be confident. You're not going to get the job because that style don't go with that position. Oh, let me go on this side. Even if your hair is natural. Well, let me go here because I have natural hair. It don't have to look like you jumped out the bed and didn't care. Ethnic black beautiful sisters. Just because you have a natural hairstyle, it does not have to look like you don't care. So you want to go into a customer service position and it looked like you jumped out the bed with Bob Marley, they're not going to hire you probably. Oh, y'all know where I'm trying to go. I love them. Praise Jesus. But why? It's my world. It's 2014. I can do like I want to do. Okay, but you don't have your own business yet. You're trying to get your foot in the door somewhere, so you got to be appropriate, okay, appropriate for the occasion. Okay, keep going. Three, your clothing and grooming affect the way you act or behave. We went there a little while ago. You can't afford to act awkward, insecure, submissive, out of place, or out of order. Nor can you afford to act defensive, defiant, arrogant, aggressive, affected, superior, or conceited. A positive personal appearance is one of the most effective ways to improve behavior and enhance performance level of productivity. And that's true. It's going to affect your performance the way you look. Okay, I know y'all don't believe this, but it's true. Watch this. When you appear, that's why I don't like, me personally, you don't have to spend $1 million, Danielle. But when you get in front of me, it looked like you tried. Let me go on this side of the room. You know what I'm saying, Sister Mary Kay? Look like you try. And some of you, I can tell when you try versus when you don't try. She judging me, no, but don't just throw something out there and you represent the king. And whoever you're working for, you representing them. Oh, I heard that. Just like if you was going out with your dream guy, you know, you met and y'all on the internet and all this stuff. You wouldn't just throw on anything because you want to make the best presentation that you can. You want him to think that you're somebody you might not even be. Let me go over here. And we're not talking about dresses, high heels, long sleeve shirts, collar up to here. That's not what I'm talking about. Just presenting yourself the image that you want to be perceived as. Okay, y'all looking at me in that tone of voice. All this stuff is important and stuff parents don't talk about anymore. You don't even hear people in church. And I'm not saying you got to look like a nun who will never get none. Okay, let's say she got a little bit of time. When you appear attractively dressed and groomed, personally authentic, and appropriate for the occasion, you act more secure, at ease, mannerly, competent, and naturally able to do your best. Somebody say, give God a shout of praise. It makes a difference. You have low self-esteem, start working on yourself. I promise you, you'll find yourself becoming more bold. Okay, look this way. We won't know it's you. Number four, last one. Your clothing and grooming affect the way others react and respond to you. Didn't I tell you this earlier? It makes a difference. Your appearance is the one personal characteristic that is immediately obvious and accessible to others. You can't hide it. Your appearance makes a strong statement about your personality. Hold on. So note that whatever you throwing out there and putting out there, you can't be mad when you're in the department store and folk don't want to serve you. You can't be mad when we're on the other side of town where they valet park and they don't want to park your car. Okay. Not because of the car either. Okay. You can't come out there with the bunnet on. Okay. Who is the bunnet? Can't come over there in certain department stores. And Andre, you know you work out there. People coming out looking like that. I know y'all don't want to. And then you get mad, want to make a scene and stuff. They don't like black folks. Just loud, just ghetto, just, what you say, raw ratchet. It has nothing to do with your color, boo. Your presentation. Think about it. I can use me. If I see a young black guy roll up on me at Walmart, his pants hanging down, and he got, I'm running to my car. Let me go on this side. He might be the pastor's son, the next big evangelist. But presentation, immediately, I'm thinking, what you up to? Why he had to be black? Well, white boy. With his pants hanging down. With the hat to the back, looking at me crazy. With two more friends hanging out, looking the same way. I'm going to immediately have a flag up. And they're going to follow you around the store. Let me go on this side of the room. Somebody said, she's just trying to keep it real with us. Okay, watch this. She says, hold on. Your appearance make a strong statement about your personality, your values, your attitudes, interests, knowledge, abilities, roles, and goals. You can't afford to be seen as disrespectful, antagonistic, pretentious, scatterbrained. That's another one. You just look like you don't know what's going on. That's so unattractive to me. Please, women, grow up. Please, that's not cute. It's not cute for you to be over 20. Really, you shouldn't be under 20, but 20? And you scatterbrained still? You acting like you don't know if it's Friday or Monday or whether you should put on perfume and you just know you can put on, wash under your arm. Get the hair from under there. Shave your leg. Shaving ain't going to hurt nobody. This is stuff people don't teach. They don't hear. I'm trying to show you how to get the man you want. It's not cute. Somebody say it's not cute. Watch this, she says. Scatterbrain, irresponsible, because you're looking irresponsible. Oh, another thing I hate for grown people to do. Please, y'all women, stop. This is 16 and up. Don't come out with that matter in your eye like you jumped up at the bed. That's not cute. She said it out of the ears. See, they getting deep up here. They talking about your ears and they talking about your tongue. Just keep your appearance neat as you can make it. Praise the Lord. Oh, my God. We don't like this kind of stuff. Yes, y'all do, right? Irresponsible, ineffective, or unproductive. You can't afford to create a negative impression or to be a barrier between you and others because of unattractive, inappropriate, distracting, or offensive appearance. Somebody say first impressions are truly lasting. I remember the woman of God that I love right now, one of my mentors, and I done did this thing almost. What I really liked about her, and this is what really blessed me, the first time I saw her on TV, her appearance got my attention. It got my attention. I'm like, dang, she's sharp. She, you know, she looked real groomed. You know, she was a woman of God, had it in place. Everything wasn't lapping everywhere. Okay, let me go. Now you're on fat people. No, I'm not. I'm telling you what I saw that was visual for me that got my attention. And immediately then, I wanted to start hearing what she was saying. Whether you believe it or not, when you stand up or when you walk in a room, immediately people automatically assume. Well, you told us not to judge, no, those of us who are learning. But people are automatically going to assume, based upon how you look, the type of person that you really are. Okay, it got real quiet in the Presbyterian church. Let me say this, and I'm going to shut it down. Your appearance is one situation factor you can generally control. Do y'all see that? Okay, let me go to the next part, Tamara. While there is no one and only right way to look authentic, notice it's not only one right way, right? How many minutes? I'm done? Okay, let me do these last five. To look authentic, appropriate, attractive, and affordable are key words to dress by. Y'all see these? Mm-hmm. So you don't have to do it the way somebody else do it, but be you. Amen. Let God lead you. For those of y'all who are saved, let Holy Spirit lead you. What's your style? That's one thing I love about our pastor, the pastor of Shekinah Glory Fellowship Center, and I'm not just saying it because he's my husband. Pastor don't care. However, blue, aqua, green, whatever he want to put together, that's what he's going to do. One of my Facebook friends was saying yesterday, she said, is it still a rule that you can't wear white after Labor Day? I said, I usually don't say no. I wear with it when the heck I feel like pulling it out. October, November, December, Christmas Day, if I want to wear white, I'm wearing white. But see, if you're caught up into the rules of what somebody else is doing, then guess what? You can't be your authentic self. Okay? Then she says, the harmonious selection and coordination of clothing with attention to proper fit and care is essential. Notice she says proper fit, too. I'm going to say this, too. some things Charmaine wear, I can't wear it. Y'all looking at me in that tone of voice. It might be the style for somebody. Let me go on this side of the room. What I say, Sister Mosley? It might be the style for somebody. And I'm 45 years old. And I'm not saying you got to look 45. But I'm saying some things my niece wear, I look silly. Because it's not appropriate for me. Somebody say, look this way and we won't. You don't have to prove that you're still youthful by how you dress. You can be fashionable. But you don't have to prove that you still got 16-year-old mindset. We see it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The harmonious selection and coordination of clothing with attention to proper fit and care is essential. You must create an authentic, appropriate, attractive, and affordable appearance. Then forget about yourself and get on with your life. Somebody says, get your life. If you hope to accomplish your goals and objectives, who's ready to accomplish those? Now, the rest of these you can read on your own, but the last paragraph says, I challenge you to become more aware of how your clothing and grooming affect the way you think, the way you feel, the way you act, and the way others react to you. With thought and practice, you can create an affordable, attractive appearance, authentic, appropriate, y'all see this, and acceptable, what's acceptable for both you and the occasion or expectations of others, an appearance that will help you achieve your goals and objectives. Make the power of personal appearance do what? Work for you. Somebody said, let's make it work. Now, come on, we're going to give some tips. Somebody said she never teaches. She don't like to teach without giving us practical things.